Welcome to Jesus and Coffee. Hopefully you are sharing these links with friends and inviting others to join us every week as we embark on a little time between us and God. I just thank you for being here today, man. Every episode, I'm thankful that God gives me a word to bring to you so that we can continue our walk together and just kind of pour back into ourselves because we do so much for everyone else. I just feel like as we pour into our jobs and we pour into our families and our friends, our communities, our neighborhoods, we're constantly giving so much energy, so much time, so much thought, you know, emotional and mental space that we just really have to take a moment to recenter, to pour back into ourselves and to make sure we are plugged in with the true source so that we have what we need to adequately pour into everyone else. So today, the podcast is you first, friend. Because I think, you know how you're riding in a plane and they give you that spiel at the front, you know, in case of emergencies, this is what you do type thing, right? And they always say, in case of an emergency, put the oxygen mask on you first before you try to help anyone else to make sure you're okay, right? And then I was thinking about how swimming, you know, I've heard over and over again that being a lifeguard is a difficult job because when you try to save someone who's drowning, they will panic and do anything to stay above water, even if that means mashing your head under the water. Come on. But I also saw this meme on social media where this kid was panicking. He was holding onto this rope in a swimming pool and he's crying for dear life. And his parents or some grown-ups are standing around him and they're all chuckling, filming. And I'm, you know, first thinking, what kind of sick, you know, social media done just went too far. Come on. But then I realized the little boy was in like 2 feet of water and all he had to do was stand up. And I think that sometimes that's what happens with us, you know, as we are going through our journey and as we encounter different tasks that we are assigned for the day, as we are helping and as we are pouring and as we are doing and, you know how it goes. We often forget that the panic that sets in when we deplete ourselves, not taking care of us first, is simply because we just gotta stand. Just gotta stand up. We're not really drowning. The water really ain't that deep. It's just the way that we are in the water. Like this little boy was holding on to this rope, child, feet up in the air and head back like, ooh. All he had to do was put them little feet down and stand up. And he did. And once he did, he realized the water wasn't nowhere but at his belly button, child. So I guess the message today is A, to put you first, to put your mask on first, to make sure you're taking care of your mental health. If that means getting a therapist, I'm so an advocate for therapy. I think we all should have a therapist from the youngest to the oldest. We all need a safe space to dump on someone that can help us sort through it and not tell us we're burning them later, right? So yes, put your mask on first. Get that therapist if you need to. Do whatever is required for your mental wellness. Meditate, pray, journal, take a little walk for yourself, by yourself. If travel is your thing, book that trip. And it, you know, if someone comes to you, well, Lord, you always traveling, but you ain't never got no money. Yes, because travel is for me. So friend, write it out. Get you a journal and jot down things that are necessary in my day to make me feel better. Because, you know, often you hear that putting you first is selfish. It's not selfish, baby. It is necessary. If you are not okay, you cannot help anyone else. And what happens is you're so worried about taking care of everyone else, making sure everyone else is okay. And let us not talk about the guilt you feel when you finally do something for yourself. You finally do unplug from everyone and everything and say, nah, this is just about me. Now you start feeling guilty. Ah, they're probably overwhelmed at work. Ah, what are the kids eating? Ah, my husband's probably missing me or my wife probably can't figure this out. There are so many different spaces that the guilt will creep into and it will make you feel like taking care of you is a wrong thing. It'll put you in that water, in 2 feet of water, holding on to a rope with your head tilted back, crying because you think you're drowning. And friend, you are not drowning. It is not wrong to take care of yourself. The better you take care of you, the more capable you are to take care of everyone else. So check your boxes, friend. Go down that list and really, really get in touch with yourself. Let's be honest, you probably don't even know what you need, right? It's been so long since you considered you that you don't even know what your needs are. Well, figure that out today. I'm challenging you. Take 15 to 30 minutes today, set an alarm on your phone. You're going to see how hard this is to give yourself 15 to 30 minutes where you are uninterrupted. Take that time to just be still with you and really write out, here are the things that make me feel good. So mine are travel, beach, nature, getting sunshine on my face. I love going out to eat. I love a good glass of wine or a margarita. Not drinking to get drunk, friend. I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying I love an adult beverage and a good, you know, plate of food, right? So those are things that make me feel good. I also love serving other people. So, but there has to be balance there. I can't do so much serving that, you know, I'm missing out on me. So I would make that list and I would look at how often I'm doing any of those things, any of the things that make me feel alive, any of the things that make me feel good about being me in this world. How often am I doing that? And if I'm not doing it nearly as often as I should, then I've got to revise my calendar, rearrange my schedule to include me in it. Even if that means I got to put off something for somebody else. I hope that helps you today, friend. This is not me encouraging you to let go of all your family and friends and quit your job. This is not that. This is me trying to get you to enforce a little time for yourself. I want you to be mentally well. I want you to have balance. When someone approaches you with something that maybe doesn't feel good, you don't freak out and have an emotional outburst because you're already on edge. I want you to be emotionally well. I want you to have good mental health. And the same way we visit a doctor if we are physically ill, I want you to know that visiting a therapist if your mental health is shaky is okay. Put you on your to-do list. And I even challenge you to scooch all the way up to the top. Because just like one of my colleagues used to say, poo trickles down. You know, when stuff starts messing up at the top, Lord, everybody feels it, right? Well, so do blessings. Blessings trickle down too. Good vibes trickle down too. Positive energy trickles down too. So if you begin to pour that positivity on you and take care of you and you're in a good mental space, well, friend, that trickles down to everything else that's going on in your life. Your workspace gets a little brighter. Your family moves a little different. And anything that doesn't, well, you start to put some boundaries up because you want to protect that thing you've worked so hard to achieve. And that's peace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for bringing my friends here today to join me for a brief part of their day, just to make sure that we are recentering, we are taking care of ourselves, and we are doing what we can to build that bond with you. Lord, I thank you for always being present. Lord, I thank you for always having our best interests at heart. Lord, I thank you for the reminder that we do have to take care of ourselves and that it is not a bad thing to put you first. It is not a selfish thing to take care of you. And Lord, that sometimes in taking care of ourselves, we've got to take our hands off of other people's problems. Lord, that we've got to trust you with all the things that we can't do. That sometimes our hands are so full of all of the things we've taken on that we can't get done the things that you've given us to do. So Lord, help us to rearrange the way we're carrying the load, Lord. And to be okay with putting some things down. To understand that maybe something that we were attached to last year is not that thing that we're carrying into this year. And maybe something we're doing right now really isn't our thing to do. And we need to go ahead and let it go so the person that it belongs to can pick it up. Lord, I just ask that you would continue to show us who we are in this world. Continue to enlighten us. Continue to provide clarity. Continue to give us the strength, the tenacity, the resilience to make it through. And continue to show us more of who we are in this world so that we don't begin to look more like it. I thank you for the day. I thank you for tomorrow. And I thank you for everyone in the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day, friend. See you next time.